Welcome to Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah continues talking about different types of object that a person uses for the sukkah, for the schach of a sukkah, for the roof of a sukkah, says the Mishnah. Hamakaras ukaslei bashefudin, a person that uses metal spits as support beams and places schach on top of those metal spits. Or they use the long bedposts, the ones that go from front to back, on top of their sukkah. Says the Mishnah like this. And those things, by the way, are schach pasal. They're invalid. You can't use metal, and you can't use objects that are not organic, objects that are already a kli vessel. Says the Mishnah, yesh revech beneim. If there is room between each of the spits, or between each of the bedposts, kimbosan, the same width as the actual thing itself, so he fills up those spaces with schach kasha, with appropriate schach, kshera, then the sukkah is kasha. Says the Mishnah, chotet begadish, lasos po sukkah. A person has an interesting idea. He has a large haystack, so he digs into the haystack and he uses the thatch for the walls and also the thatch for the roof. Halacha is ain't a sukkah, it's not considered a sukkah because we have a rule, ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, which means to say when you place the schach on the sukkah, you have to be making it into a sukkah. But here, the schach was already there and the fellow just made the sukkah underneath the schach. That's pasul, that's invalid. One more Mishnah. Mishnah Taz, Mishnah 9. Hamishal shel defanos milmala limata. If a person hangs his walls from top to bottom. So a fellow has a frame and he hangs walls on the frame. And the problem is, though, that the frame, that the walls don't extend all the way to the ground. So there's a gap between the floor and between the bottom of his sukkah wall. Says the Mishnah, if there's larger than a 3 tefach gap, approximately a 9-inch gap, psula, the sukkah is invalid. Milmata le'mala. Let's say the first person did the converse, where the walls extend, they go all the way to the bottom and they go up, but they don't go all the way up until the schach, until the actual roof itself. As long as the wall is 10 tvachim high, that means to say that's the minimum height for a sukkah, kshera, the sukkah is kosher. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says, kishim shemilmata lemala asara tvachim, the same way that going from down to up, a person needs to have 10 tvachim, kach milmala lemato asara tvachim. Similarly, when we speak about going from up to down, one has to have 10 tvachim. If the walls are 10 tvachim, the sukkah is kosher, even if they are higher than the ground, 3 tvachim or more, it doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if the mechitza, even if the actual walls hang, it's going to be kosher. Concludes the Mishnah, hirchik es asikuch min atfano shlosha tvachim. Let's say there's a gap where a fellow made wonderful walls, they go all the way from the ground and up. However, there's a gap of 3 tvachim between the wall of the sukkah and the schach. The halacha is psula, the sukkah is pasul, because avir, air, invalidates the sukkah even if it's 3 tvachim. Wishing you a wonderful Erev Shabbos, as well as a beautiful Shabbos, this last Shabbos of the year, be a Shabbos of incredible beauty and depth, and may the holiness of this Shabbos assist us into the upcoming week with the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, and Rosh Hashanah.